Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
Look at this right here. The guy that goes around policing and calling for censorship and then claims that Trump's wrong, there's no censorship of conservatives or patriots. You are incredibly shameful.
How are you doing, Alex?
Eyes of the rat. Eyes of the rat. Eyes of the rat. Eyes of the rat.
Even more evil looking person. He's just scum. You're a virus to America and freedom.
Smelling like a possum that climbed out of the rear end of a dead cow.
You look like a possum that got caught doing some really, really nasty stuff.
Eyes of the rat.
Even more evil looking person. He's just scum. You're a virus to America and freedom.
Smelling like a possum that climbed out of the rear end of a dead cow.
You look like a possum that got caught doing some really, really nasty stuff. Caught doing some really, really nasty stuff. Caught doing some really, really nasty stuff. Caught doing some really, really nasty stuff.
That's enough? Really? That's hilarious.
All you people that have an inferiority complex and think if you can take the greatness of America and dominate it, that you might actually be somebody, because you project your own loathing for yourself onto everybody else. I'm a winner. I love myself. I love who I come from. Victory and strength and honor. You are the definition of dishonor. And one day in the Encyclopedia Britannica, Encyclopedia Galactica, it will have your face next to dishonor and the word rat.
What do you hope to accomplish here?
I'm just showing people just the servile nature at the bottom of the barrel of this dying news corporation. Have to dredge up from the front lines to attack the First Amendment. You're the equivalent of like the, in my view, you're the equivalent of like the Hitler youth being put on the front line to stop the advance of the Allies.
So you came here to attack the media?
So you're not the media. You are fake news. You are the criminal news network. You engage in racketeering trying to shut down real news, real information. You engage in lying and fraud in your audience on a premeditated, continual basis. You got some damn evil eyes, son.
The globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the foods. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong, and they know in the end they signed on to the God of this world who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars on the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. Talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. You are listening to a Frontline Report.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You found it. You found the place where people don't sell out, where they're tenacious and they don't back down. Found people like you. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Wednesday, April 27th, worldwide transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to thank the great crew for all the wonderful work they do. Amazing interview with Count Dankula in the last hour. All right, I got a bunch of news to cover, and I've got a lot to break down. And there have been a bunch of viral videos that have been put out about myself and unbanning us on Twitter. And those people have said, why isn't Alex Jones calling us out? Why isn't Alex Jones appreciating what we've done? And I'm going to tell those viewers and those listeners why I haven't done that. Every time I praise some activist on Google or on Twitter or on Apple or on Facebook or on Instagram, they get banned. So that's the reason I haven't done it. But since you asked for it, maybe now it's different with Elon Musk. I've got it here in the stack. I will give you credit. And we'll play the piece here in a moment. It's got a few bleeps in it. But this is Damon Imani, or Emmanuel. My eyes are going out. I got glasses last year, but I haven't been wearing it. And he is at Damon, I-M-A-N-I, a great guy, amazing talent. He did that whole thing where Alex Jones takes over the Davos Group piece that got tens of millions of views. He's on this new one, Elon Musk and Twitter employees reinstate Alex Jones account live on Joe Rogan's podcast. They edit myself and others in the same studio back when it was California and show that. So there, my friend, Damon, I'm fully aware of your work. Damon Imani, and this is better print. I can read it here. So Damon Imani, we salute you and we appreciate you. Someone tell Alex Jones that I've done two viral parodies. You've done more than that. On him in a month, and I still haven't received the shout-out. Well, you're getting the shout-out, okay? So I hope they don't ban you because I did the shout-out. Does not mean I don't appreciate you. In fact, about a month ago, there's a particular individual, I won't even say, who is getting millions of views a day, millions and millions of people exposing COVID and putting a lot of our stuff out. I wouldn't dare say who they are. And then finally, I did, and they banned them, but they came back, got stronger. So that's why I've been talking about you, brother. I really, really appreciate you. Here's the latest little piece he put out.
Are you ready for Alex?
Sure.
Fine. All right.
Oh, I've been ready for Alex. Let me put it back.
Okay.
Perfect.
They're f***ing killing Artie Morgan, so you're telling me it isn't real when they had a f***ing vote and the goddamn f***ing Senate. That's all over the internet right now. It's having a lot of fun. So there, I really appreciate you. I hope you don't get banned now. All right. Let's do this. Let's go to your phone calls. Got some of the news we're going to be hitting as well. It's breaking. But we got Russell. We got Justin. We got Forrest. That was my uncle's name. We got Austin. We got Nathan. We got Dustin. We got Bella. We got David. We got Chris. We got Kentucky Rebel and Matthew. And I will go to all of your calls in the order that they have been received. And so first up, ladies and gentlemen, is a caller from Oregon. Russell, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, good morning.
just wanted to let you know, man, I love you so much, and thanks for making these great products. The X3 iodine is just phenomenal. Every listener should be buying this. So
it's powerful, brother, and we love you. X3 sold out. We have X2. It's just as good.
Well, I just wanted to give you a report, a frontline report from here in Portland, Oregon. This is the beta test for the New World Order. This is where it's all happening. We are being, manipulated in this town to basically be the forerunner of what every other community is going to be experiencing in this town and the rest of the Western world. And I just, this is a small, out of the way place on the Western frontier. And a lot of
man, what I've read, Western Canada is running incredible police states under Cub Attorney. Tell us about that.
Well, I want to tell you about what's going on here in Portland, and specifically that we have what I'm calling weaponized homeless camps. That the city has hid behind.
Yeah, sorry, I misheard you. I thought you said West Coast and Canada. I must have missed that. But, yeah, Portland, we know, is a giant communist command base, social engineering laboratory, which tells us what they want to do to us next. So please give us an intel report.
So what we're experiencing most acutely right now is weaponized homeless camps. This is something that the city and this is colluding with the CDC. The CDC guidelines going back to 2020 said, no homeless camp should be dispersed or moved because it's a threat to spreading COVID. Although we have found legitimately there is way less transmission of COVID from homeless camps because they're outdoors. That being said, we have camps. I mean, I've heard you talk about San Francisco on the show, but Portland, being a much smaller community, we have a problem that is magnified.
No, they are spectacular camps. I've been there. I've been to Seattle. I've been to Portland. I live here in Austin, and it's just night and day from 5 years ago. What caused this? And you're right. Once they have this collapse emergency, they use that to declare an official emergency for FEMA CDC control.
Well, that's right. And the other thing that's driving it is we passed Measure 110 here in Oregon in 2020, November 2020, as a ballot measure that decriminalized all drugs. And I'm sure you're familiar with this, but now it's legal to have multiple grams of meth, heroin, fentanyl, crack cocaine. All it's not just one or the other or the other. These people can have all of them. And it's not just the users, but it's the drug dealers that are coming in.
Sir, 3 years ago, I was with Katie Hopkins at Skid Row that goes on for 10 miles in all directions. And we were with off-duty police officers with guns. And there were dudes in Escalades flipping us off, following us, threatening us, because they don't bust any of them. They don't stop any of them. They're allowed to sit there and sell the drugs. And the welfare checks all go to the people. And they're black, white, Hispanic, old, young. And they just lay out on drugs all day doing the fentanyl crawl. And you just see the targeting of the American people. It's insane.
Well, I've got one more point about it, Alex. And I think that this is the big take home that nobody has mentioned. Not in my community and not in the national scene. How about the fact that we require sex offenders to register when they move into an area and to inform the city, inform the county, inform the state, inform their neighbors? What do people not do when they're living in a homeless camp? They do not register as sex offenders. There's no accountability. And here in Portland, we have these weaponized homeless camps just massing across the street from schools, across the street from playgrounds and parks. And we have laws here that prevent you from opening a weed store or a liquor store 1,000 feet from a school, but across the street.
Oh yeah, there's massive regulations on trying to open a business or a church or anything. But then everybody's drugged out of their minds next to a school with burning fires at night and rape and murder, and it's all okay.
And it's an open air drug camp, and if they are literally shooting and selling drugs across the street from school. This is 6 blocks from my home. I pay taxes here in Portland, Oregon, and they won't do anything to accommodate actual citizens. This is everything is being done. If you threw trash and needles on your yard as a citizen, you would get cited. You would get fined by the city. But if you do it in an open air drug market on the street, it's fine and nobody cares. You can make as much mess. You can touch kids. Can coerce kids into using fentanyl.
Oh, yeah, you see underage girls and people there. This is all over the place, and this is the modern euthanasia camp. They put weaponized MIT CIA-developed drugs, like fentanyl, way worse than even crack in the 80s they shipped in. They put it there, and they let it be a death zone like Maz the Flame. It's the takedown of the country. God bless you, Russell. All right, I got to one call in that segment. I got to get to everybody now. So we're going to come back in the next 45 minutes. We're going to get to everybody here. Up next is going to be Justin, and then Forrest, and then right down the line, we're going to take your calls in the order they were received. But, yeah, this is it. And they're lacing marijuana with fentanyl, and they're lacing all sorts of stuff, ladies and gentlemen. It's so dangerous. You don't need me to tell you this, but this is the chemical attack on America. And fentanyl shipments and drug overdoses have tripled. Both have tripled. Obviously, it's triple the amount, triple the overdose, since Biden got in. Trump did a damn good job of cutting the fentanyl back 90%. Now it has exploded. And again, that is mass murder. Is Biden running that? No, he's a puppet. But the people running the Biden administration are guilty of war crimes, of chemical attacks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52, 36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are living in a magical time. There's not just evil in the universe, there's good. But the main enemy is apathy. Don't be apathetic. Don't be a spectator. Don't live your precious 75 years on average on this planet and not be in the game. InfoWars is all about being in the game. Because remember, God's watching. All right, Justin in Minnesota, you're on the air worldwide.
Mr. Jones, this is my first time talking to you, and this is an absolute honor. And I'm just going to give you the floor right now. I went to the Mayo Clinic here in Rochester, Minnesota, and I held up a sign that said, "Stop the Great Reset," because I don't believe in the fear that has been pushed in this blue state. So my question, Mr. Jones, because I got some pop thrown on my sign and me, and they're saying, you know, things like, oh, my son's in there. I have kids in there. You know, we're scared of this phony pandemic and whatnot. How do we convince the rest of the population in these blue states like mine that this is just a fear tactic? Minnesota, I hope you're listening to Mr. Jones right now. Go ahead.
Well, look, most people want to believe the social contract hadn't been broken. They want to believe the corporation and government are on their side. And there are a lot of good people in corporations and in government. But at the top, very, very bad people are in control. And so to expose the fact that the Great Reset wants to shut down society and bankrupt us, and now we're in the Great Reset, is a good thing. You're not against all the doctors in the building. You're not against all the nurses. You're against the policies and the fear-mongering and the blocking of treatments and a vaccine that isn't a vaccine that doesn't protect you. So I would just describe it that way to people.
Mr. Jones, I really appreciate you taking my call. I'm
saying, Justin, I appreciate you calling in, brother. What else is on your mind?
I don't know how to make people can believe the truth, because we're telling the truth, and it's like...
Well, listen, you're never going to get the general sheeple public. It's a minority that always does evil, and it's a minority that always does good. And for the media spins, I don't mean a minority of people's color. I mean a minority of a group. And so that's what we're doing, my friend. And Justin, I appreciate your call. God bless you. Let's go to very good questions. Let's go to Forrest in Nebraska. Forrest, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Man, I'm above ground talking to you, and we're in the New World Order now, so I'm doing all right.
Yeah, we're above ground for now. I was actually the pipeline inspector that called in about the Colonial a while back.
I remember, yeah. Now they're saying cyber attacks and they're shutting off our pipelines. It's so obvious who's against us.
Well, I got some news there, too. You know, when I talked about how they could manually operate that pipeline, and then it come out that they did somewhat manually operate that pipeline. Well, you know, they've got the Keystone shut down, the first thing Biden did, and they've got all these other projects shut down. They're not issuing any more permits, but magically, they're working on the Colonial now. They've got some money from somewhere and got the permission to do things. So I'm thinking that whole thing was just a giant con job.
Well, groups definitely stage attacks on themselves to get money and power. The Romans would always say when some attack happened, who benefits? Because half the time they found it was their own people doing it. And it's just a fact. It's like, it's why when the Pentagon said the Russians are going to stage a false flag, they're about to invade, they had intel. It was actually true. It's pretty clear the Russians detonated truck bombs and attacked government buildings on their border as a pretext. That's just what governments do. And so they're like, you're Alex Jones of the State Department. I don't like the State Department. I don't like the war. But they were telling the truth about false flags. So the idea that you shouldn't question things as a potential false flag makes no sense. And now the Russians are warning the West is preparing a dirty bomb nuclear false flag, which I see all the pre-programming for, which I agree with, as a major escalation. This could lead to nuclear war. So I think it's very credible. America, for NATO, for the Russians, for everybody to look at who's going to do false flags, because false flags is one of the main cards in a toolkit, but they want the public politically, culturally, militarily, spiritually, what's the word I would use? Not just inept, but illiterate. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I mean, that's exactly what happened with this Colonial Pipeline thing. I mean, why else would they do that? And then all of a sudden they've got everything else shut down. And now they come up with the money. I've got a buddy that's inspecting on that job right now, and they're going to be working on it for a long period of time. You know, they've got everything else artificially shut down. They're artificially creating food shortages. I mean, Mike Adams has been covering about the railroad situation. And I mean, this is just insane.
Yeah, exactly. It was four or five things you'd say it's an accident. Thousands of key points that are choke points are being directly sabotaged by federal bureaucrats because it's part of the Extinction Rebellion environmentalist doomsday cult. When I say that, folks, that's not rhetoric. The environmentalist, transhumanist, doomsday cult. The environmentalist, globalist, depopulation, doomsday cult. That's what they are. We're all in grave danger.
Yeah, and it's global. I mean, it's. You know, I mean, the war in Ukraine. I mean, my wife's Ukrainian. I actually converted to Orthodoxy. So I kind of prescribe to the Joel Skousen side of things. But you can't deny 35% of the world's wheat comes from Ukraine. And now that's going to be shut off.
The energy crises, the supply chain breakdowns, hundreds of millions set to starve to death. We are living in the extinction rebellion by the globalists.
Exactly. And you know, with the border wide open, you know, what's going to happen when all these South American countries can't feed themselves with all the food supply shortages and artificial shutdowns and all that?
They're going to collapse and come this way.
Exactly. And then what happens then? I mean, we collapse. And I mean, that's why, I mean, I got out of the city. I mean, I'm from Texas originally, so I'm a fellow East Texan, but, you know, I'm working in Nebraska. We bought a place out in the middle of nowhere in Nebraska, and, you know, we're growing our own food and trying to live like our forefathers did because, I mean, it's all baked in the cake now. It doesn't matter what happens.
The left has flipped out and said Jones is a doomsday cult. He says the end. No, I said the globalists are a doomsday cult, and they're trying to create an artificial collapse. We should stop it. I mean, they admit it all over the news. And then we respond. They go, oh, you're crazy. You want a doomsday cult. We're like, no, you're the doomsday cult. We want prosperity, which we can easily have.
Yeah, exactly. But they're creating artificial scarcity for control and manipulation and power. I mean,
it's like they say we want civil war and we want violence. And, no, I don't. They got the FBI and Justice Department with huge investigations open. It's in the news that Jones ran January 6th. Why would I make us look like idiots? Why would I destroy our chances of challenging the election? It's preposterous, but it doesn't matter. They don't care. They're moving forward. We can't back down to that. We have to tell the truth. Thank you, Forrest. All right. I don't want to jam Austin in. There's only a minute and a half left from break. We'll go to Austin next. We're going to get to Matthew, Kentucky Rebel, David, Stella, Dustin, Nathaniel. Excuse me, Nathan and Austin on the other side. Please remember, I can only stay on air because of your graces. I live in your hands. And I, like a pit bull in a fight, I'll keep fighting till I die. I mean, it's just the way I am. But I cannot fight if we're not provided for. Because you can have the meanest pit bull ever. If it's not getting fed food and given water, it will die. And so I'm just telling you, we've reached the most critical point. We have come to the most critical point in our history right now, and this is the time to spread the articles and videos. It's the time to pray for InfoWars, just as important as financially buying the products that you need. X2 is incredible. When I forget to take it, I feel it in every way, including my libido. I mean, way beyond Viagra, ladies and gentlemen, but it takes 2 weeks to kick in. Get your X2 at InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off, back in stock, sold out for months. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget InfoWars.com/crypto, where you can give straight donations, or InfoWarsStore.com, you can donate as well. We'll be right back. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
What a beautiful song. Eyes without a face. You know, I sit here during the breaks, looking at news, thinking about what I'm about to cover next. And I just think about the fact that we use words to describe this, but people overuse words. Like they call everything bad Hitler and everything even good Hitler, so it loses its effect. But when we're here talking about the current time we're living in and the incredible awakening and the beautiful souls of every color and shape and creed who bleed red blood and love God coming together, and we see the other bad guys on the other side, it is epic. It is incredible. It is amazing. And there's just not words to describe 28 years on air and being woken up and trained without even knowing by the best minds in the world against the New World Order because God was doing it. And now to be here with you. What an incredible time to be alive. I salute you all and I thank you all and I mean that. I salute you all. I appreciate you. I am so blessed we're together. And it is the greatest thing in my life to get to know all these beautiful souls. I really feel sad when I'm out in public and I see leftists, particularly in cities like Seattle, where they're just almost all of them zombies, and they just hiss at you and scream at you and they look dead and you want to wake them up. And then I'll be in a grocery store or a restaurant or a shopping mall or a doctor's office, and I just see a black man or a black woman or a Hispanic lady or a white guy, and their eyes are just so alive. And you look at them and you just see it. Doesn't mean they've got classically beautiful features, even a lot of them do. It's just like they're so genuine and they're so real and they're so loving. And you're just like, these are my people. It's so powerful. This crew has that look in their eyes. All of us have it that are awake. And we just simply want others to have what we've got. But they've been told by the spirit that controls them that before they can be powerful. Oh, and got a beautiful woman and a beautiful house and a beautiful everything. I don't feel like I hate him. That's part of my wealth. But see, a globalist, a minion of evil, they don't like seeing your success. And the more powerful you are spiritually, the more the system's going to try to drive you down and dominate you. So I tell you this, and I'll tell you this 1,000 times if I told you at once, and I want you to listen and listen good, and I'll go back to your calls. And I say a lot of important things, but this is important. I want you to listen real good. I want this to sink in real good. You can't beat Satan on your own. I've tried it. Not even consciously, but I still felt like I could do it. Even though I was calling on God, it was kind of like, I'll call on God a little bit. I can do this. I can handle this. And then God will show you that you better humble yourself. You better get on your knees. You better roll up your sleeves. You better ask God for guidance and support, or you're not going to make it. It's only going to be God that carries us through this. So I want all of you now listening to me to call on God and His Son, Jesus Christ, into your heart and soul and to clear your mind like King David talked about and push out that evil and have you be reborn and strong. And then together we can start beating this thing. And it's so much better when you finally surrender to Christ. Even if you already love God, even though you're a good person, you know what I'm talking about. You have this feeling like you got to do it. It's not an arrogance. It's all you know is what you got. You got to turn loose of that and say, I'm going to fight this evil, but I'm going to ask God into me to do it, and then I'm going to do whatever God tells me. And then we will break the evil, but only through God. Only way to beat this is with God. We don't have a hope with God. We have absolute, pure victory with a capital V. We have total completion. We got to dial into the person that made us, the God that made us. We got to dial into the creature, the omnipresent power that made the entire existence and then created us with His mind. You will be defeated if you fight Satan on your own. But if you ask God in, you are invincible. Let's go back to your phone calls. Austin in Ohio, you're on the air worldwide. Thank you for calling.
Alex Jones, amen. That's amazing, sir. I'm so glad that you just made mention of that because it's going to segue into exactly what I was going to mention. I wanted to speak a little bit about Elon Musk, but first I wanted to thank you for being like you said, the tip of the spear in the forefront of the information warfare. I'm a 29-year-old male, and I've been watching you and studying what you've dug into on the occult, the Bohemian Grove and other places, the Skull and Bone Society, and that has really catapulted me onto this road and this path of truth finding and to kind of connecting the dots with everything. I wanted to mention Elon Musk because I know he's the people's billionaire. He's the Batman, the Iron Man, whatever you want to call him.
But could he be a deception? Is he the false hub? I think we should all be asking that.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say. Albert Pike was a...
I was about to say that as I walked in here. Go ahead.
The Holy Spirit's great, brother. We're thinking the same. Albert Pike...
Well, no, during the break, I was going to come out and say it. I forgot, so God made sure it happened through you. Exactly. They've got their Internet of Things. They've got their AI. We've got the real AI.
That's it. Albert Pike was a Confederate general, and more importantly, he was a 33-degree Mason.
And the founder of the KKK.
Yep. And he was a very influential and a father figure of modern occultism and Luciferian and Satanism. And he was quoted by saying, whenever the people need a hero, we shall supply him. And I think we ought to be a little bit careful with Elon Musk here being the savior of freedom of speech. But his mother's a well-known supermodel who is well-known to have the one-eye symbolism. And so it's constant gaslighting, right? All these things are happening, and Trump's the bad guy, and then that happens, and we're in the Biden administration, and all these things are happening in the background, but now Russia's the bad guy, and Ukraine is the good guy when all the corruption and Hunter Biden's laptop comes through. And then, you know, how about all the supply chain breakdowns and all of these fires happening in the distribution chains, and they're airing Johnny Depp, but they didn't do Ghislaine Maxwell. I mean, it's nothing but gaslighting. It's nothing but a satanic cult that is strategically planning behind the scenes.
I agree, and they've got three Sandy Hook trials lined up this summer and fall. 14 weeks of it where every channel is Alex Jones is mean to children and free speech is bad, and that's why they're so pissed we declared bankruptcy, which put a little bit of a cattywampus into their operation.
Absolutely, and I want to say that things might be bleak. The New World Order is not happening. It's here. The beast system is being set up, and we have to be careful with Elon Musk. He's the same guy that wants to put a chip in our brains and set us up to that beast, mark of the beast type system, right? So just like you were saying, we cannot beat the powers of sin, death, and hell, and Satan by ourselves. It's only through the power and authority that Jesus Christ has given us. Just like the demons that confronted some of the apostles that said, we know who Paul is, we know who Jesus is, but who are you? We can't go fight this on a nationalist, patriotism mindset. We have to operate with a...
They're right. It's purely a spiritual war, and we can't even go to the mainline churches because they're cowed or controlled. We have to make a connection to God and then do the right thing. But I'm not going to poo-poo Elon Musk if he does some good things. But at the same time, we cannot trust in man, as you said. We have to trust in God.
Absolutely, brother. That's it. Err on the side of caution. Always look at what's behind the scenes and what the big story is, because there's something else happening behind
Beautifully
the scenes.
Said, Austin. Thank you for the call from Ohio. All right, we're going to go to break, and we return. Nathan, Dustin, Stella, David, Matthew, and then we have the great Kate Daly taking over today, and then War Room, 3 p.m. Central, with the one, the only, Owen Schroyer. The only way that powerful show gets seen, the only way it gets spread, the only way we win, is you take those links to that live show at 3 p.m. today and you share them. The War Room. Help me spread it. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. We're taking your phone calls right now. Very blessed to be here. Let's talk to Nathan in Tennessee. Nathan, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, brother? I just want to amen everything you said earlier. And, you know, this is a spiritual battle. And I wanted to encourage you and strengthen you that you don't need to be afraid of running out. You don't need to be afraid of being shut down. You don't need to be afraid of not having the funds to go on. You just need to keep doing what's right, Alex, even if it means, literal death or figurative death or whatever it may be, that you don't need to worry about that. Quit spending so much time and energy on that.
No, I agree, but I've had the Democratic Party off record, I can't say who, directly reach out months ago and say, We will put you in prison or kill you if you don't do this, this, and that. And obviously, I'm not going to back down. It's just I want the listeners to understand how dangerous it is, how much danger we're all in. These people are pure evil.
I understand, and that's why it's important for us just to keep walking in love and forgiveness and being the example and the light in the darkness. And I just really want to say thank you, brother. I appreciate everything that you're doing. I know I called to talk about Elon Musk, but I've been praying about what to say the whole time. And I'm a combat veteran, and I just really appreciate everything that you're doing. And
I appreciate you. Hey, I'm very thankful to be in this position. I just want to keep fighting. And I get what you're saying. Turn over to God, but I'm still a simple creature. I don't want to lose, but I get it. God's going to win in the end.
Yeah, and what you said is true. You know, you're going to realize it's not you. It's going to be God that does it. And we just have to be willing servants of God to keep doing what he'd have us do every day. And that goes for everybody. Don't lose hope, because that's it. The future is our hope. And, I want to give a shout out real quick. I've made to my 12-year-old son is listening in the other room. And, we love you, Alex.
I was about to say, really, it's all about our children, brother. Talk about that. Exactly. It's all about them. And they know they're losing. That's why they're targeting our children.
That's what keeps me going on, is every time I face these battles, every time I feel down, I look at them and I realize it's about their future. It's about what's going to happen. We have to forget about what's been done and start to turn this around, start to turn around the economy, start to turn around all these.
And we got to forget about what's going to happen to us individually and just commit to the children.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anytime, because I don't get scared very often. It's not even scared. It's more of a frustration and anger. Literally in the middle of the night, God touches me and says, think about the children. Stand up for them. And I'm ashamed of even any of my doubts. It's like, yes, I'm going to stand up. Because we saw kids getting killed right in front of us. We'd fight and die for them. Well, they're getting killed, and we got to stand up for them.
Well, that's why I called, just to strengthen you, brother, and let you know that we're praying together on that. And don't lose hope. And just hopefully, Lord willing, one of these days I'll have a chance to look you in the eye and shake your hand and give you a big hug. But in the meantime, this has been great for now, and I'll let somebody else
take it. I appreciate you, brother, and God bless you. Well, my biggest frustration is it's all out in the open now, and it's going to get so much worse if we don't stop it. And I realize it's all foretold. It's going to get a lot worse, but it's just so unbelievable. There's just many evil people. But it's just it's free will, and it's happening. Let's go ahead and talk to Matthew in New York. Matthew, thanks for calling.
Hello, Alex. It's an honor and a pleasure to talk to you.
Back at you.
First of all, let me give you a little bit of a plug for the krill oil. A few years ago, I was diagnosed with AFib. If anybody knows what AFib is, the danger is that your blood clots and you suffer from a stroke. Fast forward a couple of years, I was getting ready to have a colonoscopy, and in my pre-screening, they told me to stop taking the krill oil because it is a blood thinner. So you don't need the pharmaceutical blood thinners and all the bruises on your hands. Krill oil works.
Well, all the studies show it does, and we have the highest grade krill oil that's out there, but it's well known for heart and cardiovascular health, that and fish oil, absolutely.
I love it. I had a thought a while back, and I just wanted to pick your brain on it. It was kind of weird. I just thought that, does the second coming of Jesus Christ actually require a physical presence, or is it the awakening of the spirit within each of us that brings about the second coming?
I mean, I think it's both. And again, I'm not bashing folks who talk about pre-tribulation raptors, but I can read the Bible. It clearly comes after the battle and the dead are raised in Christ. But regardless, God's not going to recognize us if we don't fight evil. So all the Christians out there, and I'm not putting you down, and I'm not lecturing you. I'm just telling you, obviously, if you don't fight evil, if you don't speak out against it, and I'm not saying I'm perfect either, but if you don't try, God's not going to recognize you at the white throne judgment. So if you don't put skin in the game, and say, oh, I was going to get raptured out because I magically said I was with Jesus. Jesus had to go to a cross and get tortured to death to rise again. We are going to have to go through some serious pain for this.
So is it, and I'm not a real believer in the rapture, but is the story of Christ that we have to suffer to achieve eternal life?
No, I think we have to choose God and be reborn. But with that, the world's going to persecute us. We have to be willing to do it.
That's the thing. It's the evil that fights against the good.
Yeah, God's not going to torture you, but
right.
evil
yeah.
is, so you've got to be ready for that. But it's a few minutes, a few hours of them torturing the hell out of you, and then it's Valhalla, brother, after that. And they can make fun of that, but this is a test. This whole planet, this whole universe was made just to test us. This whole thing is not a simulation. It's a real-world operation of creatures that are going to have free will and be ready to take command of incredible things. But first, we've got to prove that we're not going to hurt small people and be pieces of crap. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. I'm not going to even get into it, but... Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's jam in. David in California. David, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm good to be here with you, brother.
That's good. Before I start this message, I'd like to say to the listeners that the goal in life is to have eternal life. I was going to speak about Elon Musk, but I want to stick to the subject that's going on right now because I have some big news today. If you don't mind, Alex, could you write this down for me?
Sure.
It's called ectoplasma specialization. Ectoplasma specialization. If you could, just look into that, and everything will be explained. Let's cut the head off this giant today. Again, once again, my name is David. You have God, you have Jesus, you have the Holy Ghost. You have the spirit, you have the body, you have the soul, which is the mind. People need to understand that the soul is the mind, which is what we take with us when God takes our spirit. God has all the power and only the power to keep the spirit bound in hell. So that's the reason why the demon says, I want your soul. We're the ones who make the choices to send ourselves to hell. So once again, God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, spirit, body, the soul, the mind. Okay, you have this is the reason why the number three is so important to them. You have the domain, which is their spirit. You have the host, which is their body. You have the SEO/algorithms, which is their Holy Ghost. They are stuck in the sixth sense, which we have been trained and taught, which the Brown Report has reported about this, and I have called in about this 10 months ago, spoke about this, which they use remote viewing. Our sense, Alex, the people of good, use the seventh sense. We're trying to reach the seventh sense. Be like God, creatures. Be without sin, because it's our choice to sin once we know right from wrong. But our message, our connection, which is not a connection, we're in tuned. And that is the Holy Ghost, which is your vax bus story. When you explain to the guy about the vaccine towards kids, and then the vax bus drove up. Just like the caller Carlos from Canada, when he speaks about the Holy Ghost and how it travels. That's our in tune. Being in tune with God. They need a connection.
No, you're right. We're not in connection. We're aligned. We are it.
That's correct, and that's why their transcendence is just like you said on Joe Rogan your Spotify interview with them. It's called The Ghost in the Machine, which Mike Adams was speaking about. The guy named Charles, I think his last name is Libra. He uses an EMP as a heart. He uses a human brain. He uses the tubes that connects that substitute as the cortid or arteries that connects to the left and the right brain. They use 3D bio printer for fake skin. And this is how, and then you have the synthetic ectoplasm that runs through the tubes. Now, this is how they end up with the ghost in the machine. They think.
And you're right. That's what they want is a synthetic human. They want to be God. It's the devil's rebellion originally. Powerful, David. Could talk to you for hours. Thank you. Stella and Dustin, we're going to break. You're going to have 2.5 minutes apiece, and then Kate Daly takes over in the fourth hour for 55 minutes. And then Owen Schroyer with the War Room, Infowars.com/show, and carried on stations across the nation. Stay with us. Hour number four is 2 minutes away.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325.